Well, that's one aspect of what's called reducing government, modifying government, to be more precise. Another aspect of it is what's called devolution, you know, reducing, moving governmental power from federal to the state level. And that has a kind of a rationale which you hear all over the time, place. For example, there was an op-ed a couple of weeks ago in the New York Times by John Cogan of the Hoover Institute at Stanford, who pointed out what he called a philosophical issue that divides the Democrats and the Republicans. The philosophical issue is that the Democrats believe in big government and entitlement, and the Republicans believe in getting power down closer to the people, to the states, because they're kind of populist types. Well, it takes about maybe 3 seconds thought to recognize, to realize that moving power down to the states in funding and so on is just moving it away from the people. For perfectly elementary reason, there's a hidden part of the system, of the power system, that you're not supposed to know about or think about, and that's private power. Now, it takes a big corporation like, say, General Electric or Microsoft to sort of pressure the federal government, but even middle-sized guys have no problems with state governments. They can control them quite easily. And in case anyone was too dull to figure this out by themselves, the same day as Cogan's op-ed in the New York Times, which is a typical one, there was a story in the Wall Street Journal about Massachusetts, which had a headline that read, "What Fidelity Investment Wants, It Usually Gets." Okay. And then the story went on to say that Fidelity Investment, the biggest investment firm in Massachusetts, wanted even more subsidy and support from the state government that it already gets, and it was threatening if it didn't, it would move over the border to Rhode Island, where it just owns the place. So therefore, the passionately libertarian governor quickly rearranged, you know, tax subsidies and one thing or another, so that Fidelity got what it wanted. Well, Fidelity couldn't have done that with the federal government. Couldn't have said, you know, you give us even more, we're going to move to Switzerland or something. I mean, other guys can do it maybe, but not Fidelity. Raytheon, which is the biggest manufacturing producer, did the same thing. Raytheon, incidentally, Fidelity is not, it's not that Fidelity is poor, they just announced record profits a couple of days ago. Same with Raytheon, just announced record profits, but, you know, having big problems. So they wanted even a bigger tax subsidy and direct subsidy and tax write-offs, which just means transfer of taxes, to from the state of Massachusetts. And they threatened if they didn't get them, they were going to go to Tennessee. So, of course, they got them. The legislature passed a special law giving what they call defense industry special extra subsidies. Notice that Raytheon is publicly subsidized in the first place. That's where its money comes from. But now it has to be additionally subsidized so that its profits will be even higher than the record profits it just made, same with Fidelity. And that's the kind of game anybody can, you know, even way down to much smaller businesses can play with states.